And this is his third on the way back.
There we go. Hey, Lava Rage. Lava Rage.
Yeah.
They have some audibles on this team, too.
I'll say.
Purple
Walrus.
There you go.
Their emphasis more on the run than it used to be.
James Harden. Hey, let's go. Mamba, Georgia. Mamba, Georgia. Here we go. Pistol Pete. Georgia. Pistol Pete. Mike, Chris Mullin.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast. We're back at it again this week with your hosts, BPAC, AJ, and JV, me, on the ones and twos. No Caleb this week. He's out in the mountains, I think. And literally, as the intro was going, he just texted me saying, sorry, JV. Hey, I got cute. I started brown instead of white. I thought it would do it for me, but alas, I again lost this week. What else? What else can you expect from my team but to lose?
The team that was mathematically eliminated a few weeks ago.
Yes, I was basically the playoff killer. Right, it's my job, man, to come in and ruin people's dreams.
Your spoiler.
Anyway, say what's up, fellas.
What's up? Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's do this.
Gobble.
I've got no parents to host this Thanksgiving. No brother. No family members. It's just going to be myself and my barbecue. I'm smoking a turkey, boys. I'm smoking it.
When does that start?
I got pellets. Yeah. So if you haven't done a smoked turkey, it's a real slow cook. You brine it the night before, so I get it ready, and then I get it on the grill. I'm probably put it on about 7 a.m. for like a 3 or 4 o'clock. Dinner. So it's gonna be like seven. A 4 or 5 hour cook.
7 a.m. and then till 3 or 4.
And it actually starts the night before when you brine the turkey. So you put it in
this
fluid so it gets nice and moist, and then you take it out and dry it, and
moist.
It's a whole process.
Yeah.
If you gotta ask.
We brined 1 year I thought it was going to be like a dry rub kind of, right? You just rub it on the outside, you let it sit, and Pam bought this whole kit and she started boiling water. And I'm like, what are you doing? Just boiling water, boiling the seasoning, getting that.
Yeah.
Like it was like, you know, a couple gallons in this huge bag. And, and then it cooled down. Then we went to pour it, and somebody, I don't know who, won't name names, wasn't holding the bag sturdy enough, and like a third of it spilt out onto the floor,
all
over the countertop. It was such a mess, but man, did that turkey taste good.
so good. So we did a trial run last week because, you know, you got to kick a few tires.
Absolutely.
Before you get behind the wheel. So we did a trial run last week, and I ran out of pellets in the middle of the smoke. So I saw the temp was steady at, you know, 325, and then the temp started to drop, and I'm like, what's going on? And, you know, I have an app. It's on my app. Shout out to Traeger Grills. There's an app. So the pellets started going, so I had to add a bunch more pellets and stuff. And anyways, that bird, Michelin stars, boys.
Wow.
Michelin stars.
Wow.
I've never taken, it was like the most juicy, it was like a brisket, a turkey brisket.
It's like a bird you'd see at a Bellagio, the Bellagio buffet.
The maitre d' at Bellagio is like, where did you get that?
JV, you and I have shared a few Thanksgivings together.
Oh, yeah.
Casa Malcolm.
Yeah.
And Caleb too, right? He was there.
Yeah, for a couple. Yeah. Yeah, there was that one year you decided to leave at like 2 o'clock on Wednesday to go
drive up to the bay.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Yep. And I basically was alone on Thanksgiving. I wasn't driving up that year. And I think I was cooking a whole turkey. Mm-hmm. I was cooking a whole turkey for myself. And then, you know, when Caleb came back, but for, you know, mashed potatoes and everything. And then you called and you're like, hey, man, I'm not going to get out of here for hours. I'm coming back. And it was
turned
like
around.
It was like there was like a single tear in my eye. I got something for Thanksgiving.
Dude, that drive, it was such a dumb decision. But anyway, those were some fun Thanksgivings.
I've got a Caleb Thanksgiving story to share. Since we're all sharing Thanksgiving story. Caleb, one year at Pauly, we decided to have a Thanksgiving, a family-style Thanksgiving at The Rock. The Rock was a house.
Friendsgiving?
That we lit. Yeah, Friendsgiving. So it was a whole thing. Like, we built up to it. Like, oh, it's going to be great. Caleb was going to make this Spanish rice that he's famous for. He's like the pilgrims. Anyways, so he like, I think he didn't thaw out the turkey well enough. Or, yeah, so there was something wrong with the turkey. And then he used, or we only had like one good knife. At The Rock, and he used it and then didn't clean the knife after cutting. And a lot of the turkey, like the raw part of the turkey kind of rolled onto the countertop. Oh man, it was a disaster. I think the turkey's still not fully cooked.
to this day.
24 years later, I'm still waiting for that turkey to come out the oven.
Oh gosh.
It was like 9 p.m. He's like, a little while longer, guys.
Yeah. That's the worst when the turkey, you're waiting for the turkey. People are waiting and the turkey's just not yet done. Oh, man.
You know that it's done when it's done. That's what my mom used to say.
Yo, mom, like,
mom, when's it done? It's done when it's done. If you gotta ask when it's done, it's not done.
It's not done yet. Ah, man. Well, where AJ? You said are you hosting?
Home, no parents, nobody, just us doing Whole Food style.
So you guys aren't cooking,
dude. After last year's Whole Foods order, I am never cooking again.
Yeah. Whole Foods is good.
Is great. Oh. It's so good.
It's solid.
My mom does it every year. I mean, when she would host, so she would always get like Whole Foods to prepare everything, but then she'd take it out of all of the Whole Foods packaging.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And put it out on the table like, look at this beast.
She pulled Ms. Doubtfire. Ms. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, we put out the nice plate, you know, plateware and everything. It's no Whole Foods branding. It's like I've been slaving at it all day.
You know what's underrated, AJ, is the stuffing. Whole Foods stuffing is one of the
good.
Best stuffing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The bread. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll give you guys a pro tip. Go get those Hawaiian rolls. You know, the Hawaiian.
Yep.
Those like spongy, cakey rolls.
King's Hawaiian. Yeah.
King's Hawaiian. There you go. Open one of those bad boys up and dip it in Whole Foods gravy. Game changer.
So is the stuffing better than, because I think stovetop, even though it's boxed, stovetop still is the bomb.
That's processed food, bro.
Oh, so good.
We live in the Bay Area. We don't eat processed food up here.
Maybe there's not a Whole Foods in Vacaville and stovetop is all you got.
So. Bro, don't be hating. Wait, so did you do stovetop? Did you do Whole Foods last year, AJ, then?
We did.
With your family? You had your parents over or no?
I'm just curious
about this dynamic.
Yeah.
You order Whole Foods and then you pretended like you cooked.
No, I didn't. There's no pretend. There's no pretend. I told mom in advance. I said, this is not the same as when we grew up, but you'll have everything you need. And they were appreciative of it. So full transparency.
Take it back to San Jose.
Yeah.
I will tell you, this might be the year where we get to watch uninterrupted football games. Cause you know, like every year when you have family over, parents are like, oh, come over here. Let's go in this room. What are you guys thankful for? I'm thankful for these. I'm thankful for the Steelers playing the Browns on Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's questionable this week with COVID. A couple players already on the Ravens got it.
The Ravens, yeah. No, who's the running back?
Bilbo Dobbins.
Dobbins, yeah, right. Dobbins, didn't he get it?
He got it. Ingram got it. They've had it before. I think they're going to play, but I mean, it's just...
Wait, they've specifically had COVID.
No, but the Ravens, they've been through this.
Wait, no, I've been told once you have COVID, you can't get COVID again.
That's what I was asking. That's what I was saying.
Yes. I meant the Ravens have had a cycle of this with some other players on the defense. Now it's a couple running backs. They'll probably play though. We need this as B so eloquently put it. This year of all years, we need our football.
I'm mad that the first game starts at 9:30 in the morning. I wanted it to start earlier. I'm ready. I'm ready for Thursday morning to wake up at 7:30 when I put my bird on the smoker. I better have kickoff. Is Scott Hansen going to do Thursday?
Yeah. I would imagine he would.
Wait, who's this Scott Hansen again?
It's not football.
It's not Red Zone. Scott Hansen.
Oh, the Red Zone. Oh.
Red Zone.
Do they have Red Zone on Thanksgiving? It's only one game.
It's only one game at a time.
Yeah.
They better roll Scott Hansen out of bed.
It's funny because he does it. Because you wait, B. Do you have direct? You don't have DirecTV, right?
No.
So right, because the NFL Red Zone on DirecTV used to be, or I don't know if he still does it. Siciliano,
right?
Andrew Siciliano.
It's not him anymore. Yeah. Scott doesn't. So he does the whole thing. He does all three. Yeah, DirecTV, like Comcast or Xfinity, whatever, and then the internet stream.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Because I got YouTube TV. I got him on YouTube TV.
Right.
People love beats.
Nobody likes beats.
People love beats.
Nobody likes beats. Nobody likes beats.
People love beats.
Nobody likes beats.
All right. Week number 11 of AJ's Beat Farm, brought to you by Terramana, the finest small batch tequila this side of the Mason-Dixon line. This week, we had a couple of candidates. Tough, you know, going into Monday Night Football. You guys just saw Rams, Buccaneers. I hope you guys were watching. If not, you know, what are you guys doing? The winner this week, I'll just get right to
you guys. I ain't watching.
Papa Cadman, because I couldn't give it to JV.
Oh,
Papa Cadman this week is our Beat Farm recipient. He lost to Jason 147-135. They both had players going. Papa had the Rams D, which, you know, played pretty well in reality. In fantasy, probably didn't do enough. Jason had Cooper Kupp, who had like 10 catches and 100 yards and, you know, basically was a one-man show to bring it home for Jason, who really needed that win in a logjam of folks going into the last 2 weeks of the season. Papa was looking to go to 7-4. That's not happening. He's going to be bunched up with 7 other teams at 6-5. So a tough, tough loss for Papa. Was hoping for more from the Rams D, just not enough. And so he is our Week 11 Beat Farm recipient of the week.
Well, that's tough going into Monday night with the defense.
The defense, but also Cooper Kupp just went ham.
He went bonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I looked at that yesterday, and I kind of thought Papa had it. But Cooper Kupp just went ham. 11 catches, 145?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
So Papa was ahead coming in.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Papa got a brand new
bag.
You ain't got no bag.
Needs a new pair of shoes.
Well, yeah, he started Matt Ryan, who gave him 5 points, and the whole Falcons offense got blown up on Sunday versus Goff tonight, who had 29.
Why start Ryan over, I don't know, maybe he thought going against New Orleans?
Saints defense versus Tampa Bay defense? I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough. I guess so. I don't know.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I think I probably would have done the same thing.
I would have started Matt Ryan too.
It's just been tough with the Falcons, just that whole team. But I get it.
And he got word today that Thielen was put on the COVID list.
Today?
Hopefully today. So the clock's ticking. See if he can get him back.
How are you going to catch 8 passes, 2 touchdowns, 123 yards yesterday, and then they tell you today this dude's got COVID?
That's the word. That's suspicious. Yeah, I agree. They've been talking about that. Why all of a sudden are these things popping up Monday?
The day after.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bro, he was on fire yesterday. He caught so much stuff. He caught COVID.
he caught everything in his path.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Footballs. Jeez. COVIDs.
Here's the thing. I hope the league comes down on these other teams as much as they came down on the Raiders. That my word, the fact that they did to the Raiders is egregious. It's outrageous. It's inconceivable. I hope they find everybody.
Their whole offensive line kept at a distance.
No, that wasn't it. What they find him, if I remember correctly, what they find him was a charity event. It was a charity event that the Raiders were at, I forget, a few weeks into the season. And there was word that there were, you know, a lot of them weren't masked up and no social distancing and blah, blah, blah. So we got back to the league. They fined him, what, like $250,000 and a 6-round draft pick?
Yeah, that's not enough.
Yeah, you guys weren't going to do anything with the pick anyway. So don't think about that.
Bro, Shannon Sharp was number 8 in the eighth round. Tom Brady was what? Mr. Irreverent? Irrelevant? No. Was he Mr. Irrelevant? He wasn't, was he?
He was Mr.
No, he wasn't Leo DiCaprio. He's just Tom Brady.
No, what? Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft is Mr. Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant.
No, I thought you meant the
Reverend.
The Revenant.
He killed a bear. Remember that bear?
Yeah, that was a real bear.
The bear was trying to mate with him, right? Wasn't that the... Isn't that the
bro? Spoiler!
Wow!
Spoiler. I thought everybody's seen the movie.
Wasn't that
the hint? Was that they were alluding to the fact that the bear was trying to?
Bro,
that was my Thanksgiving go-to this year.
JV ruined it.
Now we're gonna have to figure something else out.
JV's like Charlie Brown.
My bad. If you haven't seen a movie that's 5 years old or whatever,
bro.
And Bruce Willis is dead. Bruce Willis is a ghost. If y'all didn't know that one either.
at the end of the crying game, you find out.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the crying game.
If you haven't seen the crying game.
Fast forward this podcast about 10 seconds.
Skip to the 20-minute mark.
God.
Oh, wow. Snaps.
Okay, all right, what's the biggest reveal in movies? like in the last 20 years? What did, like, definitely I see dead people, crying games got a bit. Kaiser Soze is probably up there. Nobody saw Verbal as Kaiser.
I gotta say, I don't know.
Oh, what about the dude in the inside job that stayed in the bank for a week or 2
Clive,
weeks after?
Yeah,
Clive Owen.
And then he gave Denzel the diamond on the way out.
Yeah.
There's levels to it. There's levels.
I think I'd have to go with there was the others with Nicole Kidman. They're the actual ghosts.
Oh, that was good.
That was actually a good reveal. They're the actual ghosts, and they're not being haunted. It's the real people. The real people are the ones making the noise in the house. That actually was pretty good. I think I'd still have to go with Sixth Sense. I didn't even see it. Like, I know people pick up, you know, little clues here.
I know people that are like, the whole time I knew he was... No, you did not.
I was
really just like surprised. Me spilling popcorn, like, what?
Spitting out my Coke in the row in front of me.
Spraying everyone. Did you know he was a ghost?
I think for me, yeah, it's probably in the last, like, what, 20, 25 years?
Yeah.
Probably that.
There's going to be one when we stop recording this pod. It's going to hit me tonight and be like, oh, that was the biggest reveal. It'll come to me. I'm sure there's one out there. You subscribers at home, feel free to leave a comment in the chat below.
smash that subscribe button.
Leave a comment on the blog. On the blog post.
Let us know. Let us know what ending you did not see coming.
BPAC After Hours.
You should put a poll. Put a poll out, AJ.
I don't got time for this. I'm drinking my Terramanas.
You want to move into craziest thing I saw?
Yeah, let's do it.
Week? Let's do it.
All right. Craziest thing I saw this week. So we've got a couple candidates here. It's a little tough, but I'm going to start with number three. Kind of crazy, sad. Joe Burrow going out with his injury, torn ACL, MCL, and other structural damage, apparently. I didn't see the hit, but did you guys see it? Was it pretty nasty?
Yeah. Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah, so feel bad for the guy.
You know, you how you tell when things are terrible is that the CBS broadcast did not replay the injury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was that bad?
So it happened, and then they saw, and it was one of those weird plays where he still got the throw off. So the cameras followed the ball through the air and then came back and saw that he was down, and rather than like show a replay, they just were like, nope, we can't show this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah. I didn't see it, but I heard, reading about it sounded pretty bad. You feel bad for Bro. You feel bad for the Bengals as well, too, that franchise. But number two, King Henry's walk-off touchdown in OT was pretty crazy to watch. Especially when he like jump cut back and then saw that hole and ran for the touchdown. So that one was pretty good. But I got to say, it pains me to say this a little bit, but I got to say the end of the Raiders Chiefs game where Carr drives the Raiders back, crazy touchdown to Witten to giving the Chiefs a minute and 42 or 43 seconds left. And you kind of think, you know, Raiders defense will hold up. That's not enough time, but with Mahomes, it's too much time. It's too much time. Cause they came
that's
back
way too much time
in a minute, in like a minute and 20 or less than a minute and 20, and scored.
I think I even said, I texted you and I was like, they scored too fast, didn't they? And yeah. You were like, yeah, I think so.
I honestly think they did. And they were trying to run out the clock a little bit as they were running the ball. And then, you know, the Chiefs got them penalties. So it's almost in a sense the Chiefs helped themselves by getting that pass interference and putting the ball on the 1 yard line.
First and goal, yeah.
Yeah. And then they got another penalty and they got half the distance, put them even closer. And then the Raiders, right, tried to run it a few times, didn't get it. And then what was on third and goal, they threw it to Witten and he scored. And with a minute 42 left, it was just too much. It was too much time because the pass to Kels, right, they left him wide open because they were trying to spy on Mahomes because he got flushed out of the pocket and they thought he was going to run. I think Abram left him. It may have been Abram's fault looking at the playback because Avante, the rookie, was out there all alone.
That's a tough play for anybody. Mahomes is just special because he was looking right and then just threw the dart left to Kelsey.
Yeah.
I could have made the play.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was that wide open. Any one of us could have thrown the ball. But it's one of those breakdowns, those mental breakdowns where you're just like, how can you leave a guy like Kelsey? Yeah. All alone.
I think the biggest takeaway of that game was hearing Carr call all those audibles. Yeah, it was like Chris Mullen, Sammy Davis Jr.
He called Sammy Davis and then he threw the pick.
Yeah. Which is like the best. He was like, no, check. Let's go with play Sammy Davis. And then he threw a rainbow to the other team.
But yeah, the audibles.
He said purple walrus. He said James Harden.
Yeah, he said James Harden.
Yeah, and I was reading somebody figured it out that he was saying that they were saying when he calls James Harden, it's an ISO play because, you know, Harden is an ISO player.
ISO player.
And he's left-handed, so it goes to the left. And it's an ISO fullback, right, I formation.
Offensive coordinator's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call the Chris Mullen, which is a left-handed mid-range jump shot. They called him Monte Ellis, a low percentage shot taking, bad decision-making play. Out of here.
They were analyzing his audibles before, and they said Harden, Mamba, when he audibles where these plays go to. What else did he call out there? I know in the past he's called Gruden's wife's name, which is a little weird.
That's weird. They must be close. Gruden and Carr.
It is funny to hear with no crowd noise. It is funny to hear his audibles.
I love it though. It's so fun to hear what they're saying on the field.
That game in particular, the mics were really good because you could hear him saying like, all right, Darren, come, go into motion. I need you over here.
Yeah.
They don't still have fans there yet in Vegas, do they?
No, the broadcast said that they were allowing, I think, up to 5,000, but then they decided not to do it.
They're probably in the purple tier, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean,
When there's nobody there, though, and then those mics are really good on Sunday Night Football. You hear everything.
Yeah, yeah. He was saying a couple times to, he was saying to Waller. He was like, Darren, I need you, and then I forget who else.
I just said that. stepping on my cake.
Did you see the craziest thing in the game tonight where Brady threw twice to Evans? The first time it hit the D lineman, Brady caught it. He then throws a duck to Evans who catches it, not enough for a first down. So the Rams declined the penalty, and so it counted as a catch. It was crazy. It was
so Evans got the catch?
He actually got credit for a catch, but it was the second catch of the possession because Brady had caught the first one and they declined the penalty.
So does Brady get credit for the catch?
I don't know. Ooh, I should check the stats. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think you can do that.
Nobody cares.
I actually forget that there's a Monday Night Football game on tonight because I'm trying to make sure I'm not late to this podcast.
Dude, so I'm getting my notes together. 801, 759, the commish does not allow that.
Yeah.
You forgot Fight Club. Fight Club had the biggest surprise ending that nobody saw coming. I still think it was Brad Pitt.
Instead of Edward. Is it Edward Norton?
That is another reveal, actually, yeah.
Be packed in a fool, what?
He's got the juiciest turkeys.
That was good. What's up, everybody? Back for another week of Be Packed in a Fool. This is your week 11 edition of Be Packed in a Fool. Remember, this is the list you don't want to get on. AJ, or JV, I think one of you guys, if you get a chance, go back through. Let's make a list of who's made Be Packed in a Fool the most times or honorable times or whatever. Because by the end of this, I want to have, like, I'm going to get one of those cardboard cutouts.
A champion.
Yeah, like 2019 or 2020's Be Packed in champion.
Yeah, that's
like,
good, yeah.
Like Shacked in a Fool. Shacked in a Fool really has one. So they put it on, and then at the end we'll do a reveal. Like I'll pull the curtain back, and it'll be a cardboard cutout of Caleb or Moyne or whoever. Anyways,
that's probably JaVale McGee's probably got that for like 3 years running or so.
JaVale McGee, totally. Or Kendrick Perkins got it too, right? For a couple of years.
Oh, did he? Kendrick.
It was one year where like Nate Robinson jumped on his back. And he carried him around, and they said it like Shrek carrying donkey or donkey carrying Shrek. I still have that on our DVR. That is so okay. All right. Anyways, fellas, let's get back to our league. There were a lot of shenanigans this week. Boy, can I tell you some. But this week's Be Packed in a Fool goes to none other than Nima Showcat.
Oh, snaps.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Repeat offender, huh?
What's that?
A repeat offender.
Yeah, I think this might be his third. He's like the guy that hosts SNL and gets that jacket. He's in the five timers.
The five timers, yeah.
Yeah, he's there with Tom Hanks. Yeah. Let me tell you why it's Nima, guys. Let me tell you why. So Nima texts me Sunday morning, and he goes, "BPAC, I can't ever remember a time before that I don't have any options for my lineup." And I go, "Oh, this guy's joshing me. He's got, you know, players that he doesn't know." And he's like, "Every player on my bench has a zero going into this week. I don't even have an option. They're all injured or on bye or IR."
Oh, yeah.
And none of them are droppable versus another. And so I looked at his team, and here's his bench. He has McCaffrey, who's out, Galladay, who's out, Debo, who's on a bye, A-Rob, who's on a bye. He's got a kicker named Bass, who's on a bye. I don't know who that is. Gaskins injured. And so he had zero opportunity to switch anybody out. And so I told him, "You know what? I agree with you, dude. Don't feel bad. This season has an asterisk on it anyways, because of COVID." And he goes, "Actually, this season should be worth a lot more. it shouldn't have an asterisk. It should have an exclamation point. If you win this season, this is called the exclamation." So I told him it's called the stamp season. And he certified that by saying, "I agree." So 2020 will from now on be known not as the asterisk season, but as the stamps.
Stamps.
Asterix.
Nima gets to be packed in a full. Also, because his team was so bad, he scored 87 points. and it's beyond the low. I mean, it's a low. Moyne scored 88 points. Both those guys, like, mailed it in this week. But Nima did not have any other options. Literally, his bench total is 0 points.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
No, it's almost talented. He's talented to even do that.
To pull that off.
So I guess he gets credit for a perfect lineup, right?
Yeah. I mean, technically, right?
Definitely a perfect lineup. He even got a point from Jeremy's kicker. Jeremy's kicker got minus one.
So oh, that's true.
He really didn't want to drop his backup kicker.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he found out late. I don't know. But
maybe he just maybe he's really in love with Bass.
Yeah, you got to hold on to Big Mouth Bass there.
But so
with the shark bites.
I saw him yesterday at pickleball, and he was like, "Hey, Beats, fantasy is the stupidest thing." I told him the same thing I told you. I was like, "The best part of fantasy is when it ends." When fantasy football's up.
Did you say it's never not funny when someone says fantasy?
It's never not funny when someone says fantasy. Thing. All right, speaking of dumb things, let's segue into some dumb things. So, as you guys know, I make a lot of these side wages with people.
Yes.
During this season, right? I go, JV, what do you feel? Like when we're playing each other to make it more fun on a Sunday, let's make it count. So we usually bet a bottle of wine. I bet a bottle of wine with Caleb. Basketball, I bet you guys bottles of wine. I mean, I think I've lost 6, 7, 8 bottles of wine just in the year 2020 alone. And so this week, I go, AJ, you know, we're playing each other. We're going to be on this podcast. It'll be fun. Why don't we bet a bottle of wine? And AJ says something like, let me look at it a little bit more. I'm not sure about these matchups or something. And so he takes a look at it. And then he comes back and he's like, you know what? I'm not feeling super confident. So maybe no bottle of wine or something like that. And I go, all right, fine. And then a day or two goes by, and I go, you know what, AJ, how about we do it the other way around? You take my team, and I'll take your team. And so that there's at least something on it. So if my team wins, I'll buy you a bottle of wine. And if it's the other way around. And he goes, thanks, B, no bet. I don't want to do any of that stuff. So I sit in front of my TV all of Sunday, bored out of my mind, because I know there's no bottle of wine on this thing. And then the game's over and I got blown out. So I text AJ and I go, you know what, AJ? Just go ahead and pick a bottle of wine. It doesn't matter. I know we didn't bet. I'd still like to buy you a bottle of wine. It was a good thing. AJ comes back with like, B-Pack, I don't want your stupid wine. No bet. We didn't make a bet. And then he put like dot, dot, dot. He said, but I would like a bottle of bourbon. The Lost Republic bourbon, if you have any of that.
So AJ declines. Sorry. AJ declines a free bottle of wine, but then offers to spend money to buy a bottle of bourbon from you.
That's be packed in a fool.
That's an honorary mention. I guess you got to admit though, AJ, that's funny. That's funny. Because
guys, for those of you at home, you can't see it. AJ's sitting at his desk right now with his hand on his chin, holding up his head as he's gazing into the Zoom screen with dismay.
Because I'm looking at the scores. AJ, you're right. You almost scored 200. You said at the beginning of the show, you almost scored 200, 183.
AJ, take us through the decision-making process.
And you're going to be the only 7-4 team.
I'm not sure sharing my story is what everybody should be taking forward going forward because, some poor decision making there.
It's all good.
Well, anyways, no big deal. All right, let's look at the match. Let's look at the standings. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jeremy, Moyne, Papa, and Linda, I think they're all tied at 5 or 6 and 4 or whatever the whatever they are.
6 and 5. Wow, every single one of them.
No, six is that and, right? Can six you and five, yeah. UCLA division.
The whole division.
6 and 5. That's going to be crazy come playoff time.
So I know we talked about it last week, but division record means nothing. It's all going to be points.
Tiebreakers, points. Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't matter that division play is coming up next week. It's going to be just about points and the overall record.
No, but right. But the records, though, if everybody's like 6 and 5, right? I mean, you could.
It's still points.
It's still points, but I mean, you know, you could have a division winner that's, you know, maybe 8 and 6 and somebody 7 and 6 in that division, and maybe they don't get in because somebody else is, right? I mean, it's just, there's a lot of like fluidity there.
Yeah, I think, but division record doesn't matter.
I'm not talking about division record. I'm just saying records in general.
So Perkins is 0-3 in his division. He didn't win a single game, but it doesn't matter. But his points are higher than Linda's currently. So if they had the same record, Perk gets it.
Jeremy would get the spot.
So in that division, you really want to score a lot and win games.
Score, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, circling into the Berkeley division, that division has the worst record. We are not very good. JV's got two wins.
I'm bringing it down.
Raider Nation and Mococks are now 5.
Yeah.
And 6. And I'm 6 and 5.
Yep.
So that's anyone's division. And then you go to the Cal Poly, and it looks like after this week, AJ, you're pulling ahead now. You're at 7 and 4, and everybody else is at 5 and 6. Except Caleb.
Caleb's 6 and 5. Caleb is second.
I'm sorry, 6 and 5.
Anselmo is 6 and 5.
Oh, yeah, he won. Oh, yeah.
He won. So Nima, okay. So AJ, 7 wins. Anselmo and Caleb, 6 wins.
6 wins.
Mm-hmm. Nima at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, these last few weeks are really going to determine what happens.
Well, we only have 2 more games, right?
2 games left. 2 games left. So folks like Caleb and Jason, they need to win out because they are right now, like, they haven't scored enough points all year, so they can't hope for the tiebreaker with points. They got to win out and do their thing.
Yeah, good reminder to Caleb that what PF and PA means. Just so he knows. Just let him know that PF, he shouldn't worry about PF. He just needs to win games.
JV, I've got you next week.
See, here I go, man. I told you, you got to be scared of these crappy teams. I'm the playoff killer.
Next week. I hope your whole team goes on COVID injured reserve. Let me see who you have. Oh, you've got some good matchups. Oh,
I can already taste that bottle of wine.
Let's do it. Put it on the board.
Put it on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
Put it on the board.
Bottle of wine.
Don't do what AJ did.
I don't even know who's in my lineup. I don't know what days they play, but I know there's a bottle of wine on. There's a bottle of wine on the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for joining us on the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's show whenever you're listening to it, and hope you have a great Thanksgiving this week. Any parting words, fellas?
I'm thankful for all of you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Same here. Thanks for everyone. It's always a pleasure playing fantasy football, even though I hate it and it's dumb, but it is. But it is fun.
I told my therapist that my anxiety level's never been higher than it is during the football season, and she goes, "Why is your football team not good?" I go, "No, it's because I play fantasy football." She goes, "Why? Are you a big sports fan?" I go, "No, I just play fantasy football."
Well, we hope everybody has a safe and great Thanksgiving. It's a little different this year, obviously, but hopefully you still have a good time with your immediate household family. And thanks again for listening. We'll see you at the game.
Take care, guys. Peace.
New life in the family is fine. Oh, you lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You remember I looked so nice after so much time.